لله رب العالمين الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ونبيه ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم beginning the khutbah til juma today praising Allah thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having guided us to alhamdulillah a way of life in which the Quran has described that it is the way of life in which when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there will be no question as to whether or not you were living on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, on the straight path. This way of life, alhamdulillah, we call it Deen. Deen al-Islam. That our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his last khutbah, he reminds us and Allah revealed to him in this wada, this farewell, saying to us, today, shaitan has given up all hope in deceiving you in the big things. So beware of shaitan in the little things. There is no doubt for us that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah and Allah alone. No doubt. And that the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam as Allah's last messenger and prophet, there's no doubt about it. Now I want to remind you and I as I ask Allah's peace and blessings on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and on his family and on his companions. And those of us who follow the way of Allah's guidance through all of the guides, prophets, messengers, all of them gave the same message from Allah. The difference between us and many other people is that they know what Allah has instructed them to do, but they're afraid to do it. We know what Allah has asked us to do. The Quran, walhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, has given us the guidance that says, let there arise out of you as-sabiqoon. Let there come out of the people who say that they believe. Shaykh Al-Hanuti, rahimahullah alayk, he used to say, when Allah is using this language, oh you who say that you believe, he says there's a distinction. Just because you say you believe doesn't make you a believer. What makes you a believer, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, that you acknowledge your relationship with Allah and then you do something. You know, when you read, scholars write about Tawheed, people loosely translate Tawheed. They say Tawheed is the oneness of Allah. People say, no, no, no. Tawheed, if you think about Tawheed, this acknowledgement of the reality of Allah, scholars say it has three branches. At-Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. Almost everybody believes that God created the heavens and the earth. Almost everybody. There's some people, they have to wait till the day of judgment. Then they'll believe then. People don't Most people don't doubt, Jews, Christians, Muslims, they don't doubt the reality of Allah. Tawheed al-uluhiyyah, something different. I say that I believe, but then I follow it by doing what Allah asked me to do. You look at your own wallah, you look at your relationships. There are some people who are married. The man says he's the husband. The real question is, does he love and take care of his family? Just getting married don't make you a husband. Malcolm X said, just having a baby doesn't make you a father. What makes you a father is that by Allah, you've been given these children as an amana, a trust, that you would love and care for them. That's what makes you a father. That's what makes you a husband. That's what makes you a mother and a wife. That you say, I'm in this family, and then you perform amal salihat. Wallahi, I'm going to tell you, I don't have much time. But I'm going to tell you, I accepted Islam. I was 26 years old. I'm 60. You could do the math. I accepted Islam on al-uluhiyyah. I grew up a Christian. I already knew that Allah is the Rabb al-Alameen. I already knew that. What made me accept Islam, I didn't know all these concepts then. Uluhiyyah, I'm going to act on what Allah has said. I read in the Old Testament, Book of Nehemiah, says that the prophet Ezra raised hands to the Lord and all of the people said amen. He bowed and prostrated. I looked in the church. I didn't see people doing that. I looked in the masjid. I saw people doing that. I said, subhanAllah, this is haqiq. This is the truth. People say they believe and they follow it with amal salihat. We have a challenge today. We say we are the people who will enjoin what is good and we will forbid what is evil. Will we do it? You and I are living in a critical time, in a critical place. Probably only second to Mecca Mukarrama. On earth, is there a place that today is more significant than the United States of America? And right now, we're having an Al-Fudul moment. You know, I learned the other night, I was sitting in our weekly halakha, and I realized something. Every speaker, every imam, every scholar, they come from a certain place based on what they specialize in. And I discovered that my specialty, I spent maybe 4 or 5 years studying seerah. So for me, the Quran comes alive through the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my reference, you want to know, my reference is usually not Arabic linguistics, tafsir of Quran. My leaning is to look at how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought the Quran to life. When I look at this moment we're in, this is a moment where the Prophet alayhi salam joined the people of Mecca to establish justice. Al-Fudul, and they came to Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam after his prophet. They said, Ya Rasulullah, if these people in Mecca had called you even now that you are a prophet, would you have joined them in a confederacy to establish what is right? Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even as I am a prophet, if they called me to join them, for the maslaha, for the good, I would do it. Right now, you might say, well, Wanudu Billah, in the American political system, are they worse than the people who lived in Mecca during the Jahiliyyah? Are they worse? They had slavery. They had infanticide. They killed the baby, not just the abortion. Are they worse than the people who are in government now? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he grew up in a nadwa, sitting in the Congress of Mecca, listening. Now you do it on C-SPAN. Listening to their kalam, their discourse. He said, I would join them to establish what is good. I believe right now that America is experiencing almost a Yom al-Furqan moment. That day for Muslims was the day of criteria on the plains of Badr. I want you to go back to your seerah. There were those who wished to extinguish the light of Islam on that day. We have the news clippings from the narrations of the Quraysh who were meeting, planning how they would annihilate Islam. Now there's a candidate he's talking about. I listened to a clip 2 days ago. I'll ban the coming of any Muslims to America. If this is not a Yom al-Furqan moment, you read the seerah. That's what they said the day before Badr. It was only a few who gathered at the plains of Badr against many. By Allah, they were victorious. How many times in history has a small group of people with Allah on their side have been granted victory? I asked my students in a meeting, I said, when the Muslims were outnumbered and out-mechanized at Badr, how were they able to win? They said, oh, they had Allah on their side. I said, but they had something else beside them. They had the malaika defending them on their right and on their left, and before them and behind them, above them. All they have to do is be willing to stand for what is right. On November 8th, there's going to be an election in America that will not only affect America, it will affect the world. I'm encouraging you on one hand that bi-idhnillah, if we stand, we can make a difference. And if we sit, not only will Allah judge us, but people around the world will judge us as to whether or not we are those who believe in establishing what is right and forbidding what is munkar. Aqulu qawli hadha, astaghfirullah wa lakum. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salam ala rasooli kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, ma ba'd. Brothers and sisters, not only Am I your brother in Islam? But as a result of my shared experience with other Americans, I have a different feeling when people talk about the Civil War. America fought a civil war. And I would say to you today that right now in America, there's a civil war going on. You look at it. Most of the people who are on one side of the political spectrum, they were probably on the other side during the days of slavery. They probably say no when they watch this on YouTube or something. They say, no, we weren't for slavery. Yes, you were. Because you're for slavery now. I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to them. They're watching. There was another group of people who they gave their lives so that in part slavery would end. I am without a doubt a descendant of American slaves. So when you hear the word slavery and Islam abolished slavery, it might have a different feeling for you than it has for me. And I want to tell you in this moment, this political moment right now, there are some politicians who are actually thinking that maybe slavery wasn't a bad idea. That maybe Muslims in America should become second-class citizens. I'm saying to you now, if you think that on the day of Badr, you'd have been on the side with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you need to get your act together. We have about 5 weeks to get it straight in America. Because Yom al-Furqan for the American political system is happening now. In this masjid, we're answering the call. And I know some of you, it's not in my notes, I know some of you have your own feelings. Man, I don't know what's the difference between this one and the other one. Malcolm said in the north they're political foxes and in the south they're political wolves. Today I'm going to go for the fox. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever he was given the choice between two things, he always chose what was better. You may not be all excited about one candidate or the other, and I can't tell you who to vote for. But I can tell you this, if you don't know who to vote for, you need to see a psychiatrist. Or get a plane ticket while you still can. This masjid is answering the call. Our record will not go down saying that we stood idly by while corruption took over America. I have news for you. Do you know there are people in other countries who say that not only should they attack Muslim Americans, but Muslims who are in America, because they can vote, it's on them too. So when you see U.S. foreign policy and you don't like it, people on the other side, they don't say, well, they probably didn't vote. That's not part of them. They count us accountable for where did we stand in America every day. You watch Al Jazeera. They count us. In whatever masiba is happening there, American Muslims have a role to play. This masjid is registering people to vote every Friday. When you came in, on the women's side, on the men's side, there's a table saying register to vote. You have about 6 days, 8 days Mel, I'm going to give you a dispensation for talking during Jumu'ah. 8 days. 8 days. If you're going to be 18 by the day of the election, you can register. Don't say I'm 17. If by November the 8th, I'll be 18, you can register to vote. This is an election. Every single famayya mel mithqala dhurratin khayra yara. Every deed counts. Those of you who say, I'm registered to vote, but I'm real busy, you can do early voting. We're taking people, their souls, to the polls to establish what the Muslim position is. Where do we stand? We're going to have phone banking in this masjid. You can volunteer. We have a list. You can get on the phone and call people. My name is Muhammad. I'm calling, reminding you to get out and vote. This masjid is recruiting volunteers to drive people to the election. If you want to volunteer, you say, Imam, I can't vote. I'm not a citizen. If you can drive, you can make a difference. I know we got a lot of cab drivers here. Make your cab driving count. Bismillah. We need your time. We need your prayers. By the way, I believe prayer works. I want to remind you, during Badr, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he would leave the conflict and pray. And then he'd go back into the conflict. Right now, we're living in a battleground state. Badr was a battleground, you know that. We're living in a battleground state right now. I'm going to invite you to go out on the battlefield. See, this is going to be on one of them Islamophobic websites. Imam Johari said, go to the battlefield. The battlefield today in Northern Virginia is the poll. Go to the battlefield today, drive somebody to it, and then pray that Allah, alhamdulillah, will bring about justice. Now, just to warm you up, we're going to have a meeting on October the 16th with the Attorney General of Virginia. We're going to bring about 2,000 people. Which, by the way, if you're not used to it, you stand in front of 2,000 people, you get nervous. Because we have some things we need to say to the Attorney General about justice in Virginia. I don't want to ask you how many of you ever been stopped by the police in Virginia. You felt like you was discriminated against. You thought you was profiled. You go to DMV, somebody treats you wrong. I'm telling you. Don't just sit there. On October the 16th, we're going to get a bus after Dhuhr. It's a Sunday. And we're going to take 2,000 people to Oakton High School to visit, have a meeting with the Attorney General of Virginia. And I'm pretty sure when he comes out of that meeting, he's going to be on the right side of justice. Or else. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to close. But after Salat, I'm going to ask you for some money. Because in America, my brother Mahdi Bray, longtime activist, I went to the school of Mahdi Bray activism. Not only did he say you should take your souls to the polls, but he said freedom ain't free. If you want to be free in America, there's a price. You have to pay the price in America to be free. There's a critical election. I'm going to ask you after Salah to help us pay for the robocalling, to help us pay for the transportation, to help us pay for the voter list, to help us print the flyers and posters, to make sure that every single Muslim who can vote will vote. Tell your family. Some of you have children. Make sure your child is registered to vote. You have friends, co-workers. You might as well confront your co-worker now. Don't wait until November 9th. When you're getting your plane ticket, go to your co-worker and say, John, Mary, Sue, Larry, I came from my Friday prayer. The imam said, you better get out and vote. It's not what they used to. You know, the Prophet said, if you see the day of judgment coming and you're planting a tree, keep planting. Many of us are afraid. I know some people are afraid. We joke about it. But I believe, alhamdulillah, that Allah is with us. You know, in the Civil War, Abraham said, I don't pray that God is with us. We pray that we're with God. That bi'idhnillah, we will be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and among the sabiqoon, who Allah will bless us to be those who establish what is right and forbid what is wrong. Allahumma dina fi man hadait, wa fina fi man afait, wa tawalana fi man tawalait. O Allah, guide us among those whom you have guided. O Allah, protect us among those whom you have protected, Ya Allah. O Allah, take us as a friend as you took Ibrahim alayhi salam as a friend. Ya Allah, guide us, walhamdulillah, in our footsteps. O Allah, make us successful. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasnatan, wa fil akhirati hasnatan, wa qina adhab an-nar, akhina jannata ma'abrar. Ya Aziz, Ya Ghafar, Ya Rabbul Alameen. O Allah, we ask, Ya Allah, those of us who are suffering, Ya Allah, with difficulties. O Allah, we ask that you lift our burden, Ya Allah. That you make our way easy, Ya Allah. That you join our hearts together with our families, Ya Allah. O Allah, love between the parents and the children, Ya Allah. O Allah, help us to reconcile the challenges between the husbands and the wives, Ya Allah. O Allah, we ask, grant us rizqun tayyibun, Ya Allah. O Allah, grant us a righteous sustenance, O Allah. That we might spend it, alhamdulillah, in your cause. O Allah, we ask, alhamdulillah, that you forgive us of our sins, Ya Allah. O Allah, we pray, alhamdulillah, for your mercy and your peace on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and on his family and on his companions, and all of the anbiya, Ya Allah, and those who follow the way of your haq, Ya Allah, until the day of judgment. Ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha, astaghfiru li wa lakum, aqim salat.